Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friend, and this year should be a special schuss. Rabbi Meroni Mirwasi Shigirchu, Nishmas, Marasasta Vasar Shumar, Ashanavas, and Marasapahanavas, and Marasapahanavas, and Nishmas, Dov Yitzchok, Ben Akiva Yehuda, Ischos Chaya, Chavit Fega, Vas Michal, Yehudis Vasya. And this year we're going to be discussing whether it is allowed to cheat somebody who cheated you. Let us see. In the Sefer Hadar Zakenim, written by Rabbi Hussein Ubali Atosis, he asked the Kasha and Yaakov Avinu, how could Yaakov Avinu do shtick against Lavan that his flock will only give birth to animals that are the animals that will be his schar? When he put those maklos, and then when they were mating, they looked at these different sticks of wood, and they were able to give birth to the animals that Laban and Yaakov had decided would be his schar. So that was like a shticky thing to do, instead of just letting them procreate in the normal way. So the answer is that Laban also did shtick. Laban said he was going to take certain animals out of the flock, and Lavan took more, as you see there from the psukim, that Lavan took more than was originally agreed upon. It's actually a very complicated parsha. Maybe if I get enough emails, I will explain just pshat in the parsha. But the bottom line was that Lavan was dishonest with Yaakov, so Yaakov in return played games against Lavan. If he's crooked, then you can return back in kind to him. So that's the basic teretz of the Balei HaTosfos. In time, Rimkin Echas Yaakov Ramos Hashem Dabur Ufneim Shalei Lidu Al Nekudim, that Yaakov Yaakov made it that only Nekudim should be born, spotted. V'yishlam Adulav and Hiskel Asis Lo Ramos, because Lavan, he answers, Lavan started with the Hamas, because he said originally he's only going to take the sheep that are spotted and speckled, and brown sheep, and spotted and speckled goats. And he didn't do this, he took more. He took the tiyashim and the izin nekudim v'tfluos, nekudas v'tfluos. So he took more than he said he would take. So it ended up that it was impossible for Yaakov to get any of the offspring, that any of the offspring would be to Yaakov's schar. So therefore he did the maklos. So, from the words of the Hadar Zakenim, the Saint of Balei HaTosfos, we learn a chiddush, that if you see that your friend is being shticky with you, you're allowed to be shticky back in order to save your money. And even not only to lie, but even to do a maisel hamos in order to save your money. The Rashba and the Chuvus and Chelikim, Sinim Pei Aleph, was asked if it's mutter to make a tain of sheker, kedei lehotzim yimeno mamon amagio al pidin. Are you allowed to lie in order to extract money that really is coming to you? And the Shoah wanted to say that it's mutter because of Avirin Ishtina Lanafshe, because you're allowed to, it says in the Gemorah, Bakante Gemorah, that you're allowed to do Dina Lanafshe. You're allowed to take the law into your own hands. So if you're allowed to take the law into your own hands, you're also allowed to tie in a sheker in order to be Motzi Momen HaMagio Al Pidin. The Rashba answers, Chasle Lezari Davrom Dilma Shikro, Dilema Shikro, Vafilu Mokum Pseide. God forbid that the seed of Abraham should speak sheker, and even in a time of loss. And Elavadai sonu yashekel va'ov emesinah to do sheker in any way. In any way. It has to be completely emes, because sheker is hated, and emes is loved, and ein tmuraso kli pads, utensils of gold, are not the equal of emes. And when you talk about avid inish dina lenafshe, so that's not, the person's not mishaker. Somebody took my car, so I could just take it back. But I'm not lying. So we see from the Rashba that the tiny sheker to be motzi mamon, even it's magi al pidin, is aser. And he argues with the Rabbeinu Balei HaTosfos, because the Balei HaTosfos say that you're allowed to do a mice of ramos, not only the tiny sheker, but even to do a mice of ramos. Not just dina lenafshe, to that when you're not doing anything dishonest, you're just taking back what belongs to you, but to do any mice of ramos, any shtick, what we call today shtick, anything dishonest, is aser according to the Rashba, even if the guy's trying to cheat you. However, it would appear that it's really not a machlekes, says Morinu Rabbeinu, Mori Rabbi, Hagoyin Agadu Rav Chaim Me'arar, which that it's really not a machlekes. And there's a big chiluk between somebody who's protecting his money in a dishonest way, when somebody wants to dishonestly extract the money from him, and that's mutter even through sheker, because he's protecting his money. That is permitted, but when he wants to take out money falsely in order to restore back to yourself what your friend originally took, that's usser. Because now you're not saving your money, now you're getting it back. So again, to do a mice of mirma's mutter to protect the money that you have if he's trying to dishonestly get it out of you, but to get your money back in a dishonest way, that's what the Chashb is talking about. The Rashba is talking about a case that he assers where the money isn't in your possession and you're trying to get it back. That's asser. Now that a tiny sheker. Therefore, we have to say the Yaakov Avinu, even though their Lavan Arami already cheated him, nevertheless, since the moment of Lavan was mufkad etzlo, so the moment of Lavan as it is, this Lavan's property, these animals, it was given to him. And now by his pe'ula, he's ma'akev the mamon that came into his hand. In other words, it's already in his hand, this mamon. And now he's just keeping it with him. By having the animals give birth to those types of those spotted and speckled that are going to be his schar, so that was permitted for Yaakov Avinu to do, because again, Lavan's money was now in his possession. Once it's already in your possession, so then it's permitted to do a maisa to keep it in your possession. So he's doing a maisa now that these animals should give birth to those animals that are in the category of his salary, his wages. So it would be usser to do something to get money out of somebody if it's not in your rishus now. You're not allowed to do something to get it back. But it's mutter to be dishonest in order to keep money that you have with you and prevent the other guy from taking it back. And there's a raya from the Rashba himself, what it says in Meseches Ksubis and Dav Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, that when we want to verify the witness's signature, so it says that he should write it on chaspa, on cheres, on earthenware, lichtov chasimis yalei achaspa, v'davka achaspa, aval amagiltalo, but not in a klaf. Why? Because somebody's going to find it, dilma mashkich la'inish dilay ma'alei. A devious person is going to find it, and he's going to write on top whatever he wants, and that this guy signed at the bottom, so he's going to take away. He's going to be stealing from this guy, because now it turns out the guy signed on whatever he wrote on top. So this guy, he has a signature on this klaf on a cheres. He can't do that. That's not a proper shtar, but he has it on a klaf, and the guy's going to write on top that your car is mine. I gave you my car, and the guy signs it. So don't do it there, because that's going to lead to people being dishonest. So Frekta Rashba, what's the problem? Whenever he writes on this shtar that you owe me this and this, so he can say parati, He could say parati and he'll be neman. He'll be believed to say parati, that I already paid it up. So what's the chashash mishaker? What's the chashash shtick? That he's going to write on top, and Reuven's going to sign. We tell him not to sign on a klaf to verify his signature, because otherwise Shimon's going to find it and he's going to write on top that Reuven owes him $1,000. Reuven just said, I paid you the $1,000. So that's the kash of the rash. But the fum riata, we have to understand. Liton parati is a tainas sheker. He didn't pay up. And the das harashbri now to make a tainas sheker, lahitzi mamana megir al pidin. So we have to say, like the chiluk we said, shekashikatoin parati, misasik batzalis lamon, no amichavir, lahitzi mamana vimirma. Mashenkin benidon, the chivas harashbo. So when he's tainas parati, so he's saving his money. That's what the rashbri means here. The rashbri is talking about a case where he's just trying to preserve his money. There it's mutter. But when he, the Rashba in the other case, in the Chuvis, is talking about a case where he's lying to extract money from somebody else. It's not just to protect his money. It's to take money away from someone else. Zesu. Zesu. But in our case, we're talking about somebody who's going to, they'll just say parati, because you're trying to get money out of me. Reuven's trying to get money out of Shimon. Shimon's trying to get money out of Reuven. So let Reuven lie and say, no, I already paid you up. Even though I didn't really pay him up because he never owed him in the first place. But that would be mutter because it's to protect his money. This week it would be miyashiv, what's mashman gittin, Sophia dalet amet aleph, but utter the Rav Yosef bar Chama, the lo shamar avtachato shenitchayev l'bnei mechuza, sheyekabel alav onsin. Rav Yosef bar Chama didn't keep his promise that he was mischayev to bnei mechuza, that he was mekabel upon himself in honest. How isn't he keeping his promise? So the Gilyan Ayavitz talks about this. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that even over there, it's talking about hotzas mamon, mechavero, because what's the case over there? The case is Rav Sheshet Havalei Asharta the Sarbalei B'mechoza. He had a chov B'mechoza. They owed him money. They owed Rav Sheshet's money, and because he sold them on credit, these clothing. Amar Leis Rav Sheshet Rav Yosef Bar Chama Bahadei De'asis. When you're coming from Mechuza, I sin or niale, bring me the money that they owe me. So Rav Yosef went to the Balei Chov of Rav Sheshes and Mechuza, and they gave him the money. Amrulei, the Balei Chov said to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, nikne minach, let's make a kinyan that you're going to be mischayev b'kabbalah sachrayis on this money, that if there's an ines, Rav Sheshes can't come and demand the money from us. Amrulehu, in, I'll make a kinyan. The Sofi shtamet with the end, we shtamet, and he didn't make a kinyan to be mischayev and achrayis on this money. He asked Rav Yosef Bar Chama, came to the kabbet in front of Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said to him, Shaber avat lo shavis nafshech eved lo v'lishmav. You did a good thing. They were mishtabed and the achrayats of this money, and you didn't make yourself like an eved. Shaloi v'mishubed lo malvik mo eved la'adayna. Because then you make yourself like an eved. So that's not a good thing. Ad kan midivra ha'gemoret. Because again, originally he said, in, I'm going to make a kinyan. And then he ended up making the kinyan. Why not? So based on what we said, we understand. They were talking about, hotzas mamon me'achayev lo. So the answer is that the mamon has already come into Rav Yosef's hand. Since the mamon already came to Rav Yosef's hand, so that's like it already is in Rav Sheshes' hand, and he's protecting the money. So since he wants to protect the money, therefore he didn't wasn't mekabel upon himself this his chayv was for onsen, because he wanted to protect Rav Yosef's money. How did he want? He wanted to protect Rav Sheshes' money, and therefore he wasn't honest with them. He said, "Yeah, I'll." And therefore he said, "Yeah, I will." The makabel upon myself, the chiyuv of onsen. But he didn't end up doing so because he was trying to protect Rav Yosef's money, not Rav Sheshes' money. The only problem is that in that case, they weren't trying to be meramehim. So if they weren't trying to be meramehim, they weren't trying to be dishonest with him. So what right did he have to be dishonest in return? we're talking about being dishonest for somebody who's trying to cheat you. And just stop to say you're going to do something and not do it, even though the other person wasn't trying to be dishonest with you. So hopefully we will revisit this and understand the Gemara better. So we should know that the Baalei HaTesis say that you're allowed to do a Mais of Ramos if somebody's trying to be Merami you. So it's a big Chiddush. Because from the Rashi and Ksuvos that we saw, that he says that liton parati the neman, and when somebody's trying to cheat him, he can say parati, I paid it up, and he's believed. That's the shaker v'peh. But to do a meiser amos v'sheker ze lo shemanu. Umidivrei Rabbi Seinu Baalei HaTesis muchach shafilu lases meiser amos kedei lahatzel memoino emuter ukahidi Yaakov avinu olav v'shalom. So not only a lot of him mishaker b'peh, but even to do a mice of Ramos. Is mutter. So Yaakov Avinu did that shticky thing with the maklos. So that's even more than being mishaker b'peh. That's actually doing a mice. And that's the chiddush of the Baalei HaTosis. That's permitted. ויש מקור לזה מדברי הפני יהושע, בכתובות אף חפחת עמוד א', מה שכתוב שם, שקיום שטרות דרבנן, that it says in Ksubis, that קיום שטרות to verify the validity of documents of שטרות is בין דרבנן, because מן התרא לא באינן קיום, we don't need קיום מן התרא, why not? Because the Adam that are signed on the star is already a kiyum. Kinechkara edusim beveisdin. It's like their edus was examined in the beisdin. Frek toisvis, divo amaschu kiyum. Teime, kevedim edoi reisa afilu ein edim shiakiru chasim as edim. Hashtal kosher. Im ken kol odam shi yirtze yizayif, viyichto viyachto ma shi yirtze viyikve mimen. Sholim tosvo, since medoi reisa. Now we're talking about a doi reisa level that you don't need. You don't need to be mekayim the shtar, because eidim achasum mal shtar is kinech koydusim beveisdim. That means that midoy raisa, even if there are no eidim that recognize the chasimus eidim, the shtar is kosher. A bazoi, any person who wants to be mizayif, will write and sign whatever he wants and collect. Midoy raisa, how does that work? Anybody can sign a shtar and that's it, and he can collect whatever he wants. Zok to pnei Yoshua, de'ein l'tumaya kolkach. Daim Yoitzi is Odom Choshu Chtar Mzuyef Al Chaveroi B'Kal Yochol Zesh Kinegdo L'Hatzil Atzmo U L'Shaber Milto Is Resha Al Yidei Sheyichtoiv Gam Kein Shoyver Mzuyef B'Oisan Al Eidus Atzman Oy Eidim Acherim She'in Makirim Gam Kein. This is no problem. Shimon wants to cheat Reuven, so Reuven can go ahead and cheat Shimon. He'll make a Shoyver. In other words, Shimon made a shtar that Reuven owes him $1,000. So Reuven will make a receipt that Reuven paid $1,000. How's that permitted? And the answer is that you're even allowed to be mezayif a shtar in order to save your money. So we have a Pnei Yoshua, and we have a Divrei Rabbi Seinu Baalei HaTosis, that's Messiah, the Pnei Yoshua. And B'chidush HaGadlus L'mal Shavu V'Basra Tezu Ovo M'Ralev. Shuvas Amar Sham B'chelek Hei, Simon Mem Dalet. Another makor for the Pnei Yoshua is from the Shita Mekubetzis in Bav Metzia, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, tells us they're approved, that Ta'aninan Yasmin Zuyaf Oy Perua, that we taina on behalf of Yisaimim, when somebody takes out a shtar against them that their father owed money, we say either it's mezuyah or it's perua, we taina for them in order to protect them. Otherwise, le shavakta chaye l'chol bilya. Otherwise, you don't leave life for anybody, because anybody can be mezuyah for shtar against the Yisaimim. What do they know? So Shita Mekubetzis says, no problemo. So why don't we write a shiva? In other words, if somebody's mezayif, then why don't we mezayif in return? So the answer is we're talking about a case where they don't want to do sheker. In other words, if we're not toying for the on behalf of the assignment, then what's going to happen? And you don't leave life for people who want to do kiddin, because maybe, in other words, you're right. You can write a shover for them. You're right. They can fake a receipt, but maybe they don't want them. It's al pidin. It's mutter, but they don't want to. They don't want to get involved in such a thing. Now, Rav Chanan learns the opposite from this. Rav Chanan learned dafka that they're not allowed to. In other words, it's kiddin that they're not allowed to make a fake receipt. But you can also read the Shikam of Mikubratzis that no, the kasha is that you can make a fake shovel for them. And the answer is that you're right, you're allowed to, but it's going to mess over those people who want to do kiddin. In other words, they don't want to get involved in shady things, even though mi'ikar adin it's mutter, but they still don't want to do it. They still don't want to do something shady, even though it's mutter. So then you could say that the Shita Mugabetz is saying that it's mutter to write a fake receipt when they were trying to cheat the assignment. But Rabbi Chanan learns, no, they want to do kiddin, meaning because the kasha is make a fake shover, and the answer is, but it's also al-pi halacha. What we're learning is make a fake shover, because in the kasha it's mutter al-pi halacha, and in the teretz it's also mutter pi halacha. But they don't want to. But they don't want to do something that's a little bit shady. But it is mutter amikar adin. It's mutter to make a fake receipt in order to protect the assignment. So you see, Nochamo, that in order to protect money, it would be mutter to do a ma'aser hamos. In the Mari ben Leiv, in the Tshuvas in Chelek Gimel Siman Mem Ches, done be Echad Shiyatzah Chayv B'dinei Yisrael, and Mayim L'Shalim Yimshari L'Shalelech La'Akos. So he discusses there a person who was Chayv B'dinei Yisrael, and he won't pay. We yatzah chayiv b'dinei Yisrael. Aval mamayin l'shalem. You won't pay, so you're allowed to go to a goyish court. So the Beis Din says you have to pay. He says I'm not paying. So go to the appellate court. Go to the goyish court and get the money from them there. Is that mutter? No, normally it's not permitted to go to secular court. So Rabbi Leiv writes b'sech advarim that it could be mutter for them to be made edus sheker. Toch kadei the tshuva, the Mari ben Leiv writes. It could be made Eidus Sheker because they know that the Nitvah is Chayiv. They're not allowed to be Nishba L'Sheker. They're allowed to be made Eidus Sheker. So this is Shver, to be over on the Isser of Sheker in order to get his money back. In other words, he knows that this guy is Chayiv money to him, and now we are allowing him to lie in order to get his money back. He said that's not permitted to be over the Isser of Sheker. So that is the first leg of our journey. We'd like to discuss this more. We still have a lot more to say about this, Baruch Hashem. And I invite you to join me, Duli Neder, for the second Chelek. And Shenizkeh Be'emet Lamshich Lerot Neflaot Mitorat Hashem. So we zeruch and mitzvah to continue. Hashem gave us the life, the health, the financial means, everything we need, and simcha v'tuv leivav. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.